Analyst and political commentator Mimi Alam joins us now from Perth. Ms. Alam, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your thoughts on the recent news of the last remnants of the Daesh Takfiri terrorist group being defeated in the town of Baghouz.
I think this is just the US's way of justifying their illegal occupation of Syria. Syria itself and its Russian and Iranian allies are well capable of taking care and getting rid of any remnants of ISIS. The US is just continuously bringing up the story in the media because they would like people to believe that they're doing something in Syria other than stealing its oil and trying to balkanize its resources, and of course protecting Israeli interests, as they're now doing with this declaration of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, according to the US President Trump. So I believe that this, you know, hopefully we won't hear of another so-called victory that the US had over ISIS, because it's quite boring now. And it should be interesting to see what new justification they will have for continuing their occupation of Syria, since ISIS is supposedly no longer going to be that justification. Of course, terrorism is not defeated in Syria because Idlib is still occupied by al-Qaeda terrorists, and the US is protecting al-Qaeda in Idlib and preventing Syria from going in and taking them out, which shows you the hypocrisy of the US, which claims to be fighting terrorism in the east of the Euphrates.
And the U.S. president, via his favorite outlet, Twitter, has declared the group's defeat, as you mentioned, another victory against Daesh. Do you think that the United States is, in a way, trying to take credit for the defeat of Daesh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Syrian military, Iran, Russia, and allied militias, they were the ones at the forefront of beating back ISIS. ISIS had taken over swaths of land in the west of the Euphrates region and Aleppo, and basically there was only a small amount of ISIS in the east of the Euphrates, along with, of course, Raqqa, which the US leveled to the ground. And I think that the US is trying to claim that they are responsible for defeating ISIS, when it was really Russia, Syria, and Iran that broke the back of the ISIS insurgency and began to drive them out, when in fact the US was supplying weapons and money to the insurgent groups such as the FSA and Jabhat al-Nusra, who had been working alongside ISIS the whole time. So it's very strange for the US to now claim victory over defeating ISIS when they had a big hand in empowering ISIS in the first place. And even President of the US, Trump, admitted this during his election when he said that Obama and Clinton were the godfathers of ISIS.
All right, thanks a lot. Analyst and political commentator Mimi Alam joining us from Perth.